from Wondery. I'm Zeno Robinson, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This story is called Maseo, Master Chef.
And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, I am standing here on the Child Chef World stage with 10 tiny contestants. Over the course of 1 week, they have given their culinary all, cooking in our world-class kitchen in front of a live studio audience. You've tuned in for the final round, and there are only two chefs left. Let's introduce them before we get to tasting. On the far side of the kitchen is 11-year-old food phenomenon Maseo Clark, hailing from Cleveland, Ohio, and standing at just over 4 feet tall. Yes, he is short for his age, but energetically, he feels like a giant.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. The taste buds pop with a chef like me.
On the near side of our studio kitchen is the formidable Carla Kelso, all the way from sunny Los Angeles. She wowed the judges earlier with her beef bourguignon.
I'm here for the right reasons. To win.
Our studio audience is watching closely as these two youngsters put the finishing touches on their final dishes. It's my understanding that Maseo has saved one of his best dishes for this very round. His salmon en croûte, a dish that has always amazed anyone lucky enough to taste it.
Who will the winner be? Only time will tell.
Maseo swallows hard as the three judges raise their forks. As the first judge lifts a bite to her mouth, he watches nervously. But then, she smiles. Her cheeks turn the happy color of pink rose petals.
Wow, terrific. Now, I have to say, both dishes are heavenly, but I must vote for Maseo's dish. The flakiness of the en croûte is like none I've ever had.
Maseo watched the second judge taste both dishes and then place her fork on the table.
I must give the edge to Carla for her inventive use of savory blueberry foam. Well done.
The third and final judge puts on his glasses and looks closely at the dishes. He leans over each plate and inhales deeply through his nose. He starts with Maseo's dish. He slides a butter knife across the pink salmon skin, making a tiny but perfect rectangle. Then he uses his knife to carry the piece to his mouth. As he chews, his eyeballs look at the ceiling, but he shows no emotion, not even a smile, no twinkle in his eye. Without another sound, he pushes the plate away and turns to Carla's dish. He stares at the perfectly charred skin of her seared duck breast before raising his fork high over his head and plunges into the meat.
My decision has been made. Maseo Clark is the winner of Child Chef World.
Along with this medal, Maseo, you have won a coveted spot as a guest cook at Trajine, the 4-star restaurant at the Echelon Hotel in the heart of New York City. You will be working under head chef Lila Mandalay. Congratulations!
Maseo could feel his heart racing. This was the prize of his dreams. Finally, he would be taken seriously as a chef, even if he was only 11 years old. His friends and family back in Cleveland would never believe it. Maseo could barely contain himself as he walked backstage where he was quickly greeted by his hero, Chef Mandalay.
It was a well-deserved win, Maseo. Très magnifique.
Chef Mandalay was a tall and somewhat imposing woman. Her thick black hair was pulled back tightly into a bun, and when she spoke, She commanded attention. There was the slightest hint of a smile at the corner of her lips.
Chef Mandalay? It's such an honor to meet you.
I've heard a lot about you, young Maseo. I'm excited to see what you will bring to the table. I would like to see you at the restaurant tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., ready to work.
Yes, chef!
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
The next day, Maseo found himself standing in the Trigine kitchen, mesmerized. There was the hotline and three stainless steel stoves. There was a salad station where cooks were chopping vegetables. People and chefs' wives were hurrying to set up their food stations, and others were standing over pots, stirring delicious-smelling liquids. It was amazing. Maseo truly felt alive. His dream had come true. Chef Mandalay entered the kitchen, locking eyes with Maseo, breaking his trance.
Good morning, Maseo.
Good morning, Chef Mandalay. It's so great to be here.
Chef Mandalay put her hand on Maseo's shoulder and guided him past the busy cooks to the center of the kitchen, where she clapped her hands and spoke.
Excuse me, everyone. Attention, please. Attention.
All of the cooks immediately stopped what they were doing.
I would like you all to welcome the newest addition to our kitchen. Winner of Child Chef World, Maseo Clark.
One of the cooks, wearing the tallest chef's hat Maseo had ever seen, stepped forward. He had a thin, dark mustache and cold, piercing eyes.
I'm Sous Chef Gary, and as second in command, I welcome you to Trigine. If you need anything, come to me first.
Thank you, Chef Gary. I'm so honored to be here.
Maseo, perhaps you can treat us all to some of your famous salmon en croûte.
I love that. Yes, chef.
Good. Now, back to work, everyone.
Yes, chef.
Sous Chef Gary pushed Maseo toward his cooking station.
You cook.
And cook Maseo did. But from the minute he began, everything seemed to go wrong. He turned his back on his salmon for a second, and it burned to a crisp. He tried again, but when he turned away to select a garnish, the en croûte had become a soggy mess. How could this be happening? He had made this dish perfectly at least 100 times. It felt like someone was sabotaging him. Chef Mandalay approached Maseo's station.
I hope I haven't made a mistake with you.
Maseo felt his heart drop and his chest begin to heave. He worked hard to hold back tears.
No, chef, you didn't make a mistake.
Sous Chef Gary, on the other hand, looked slightly amused.
Perhaps the young chef could make something simple, like a bechamel.
Chef Mandalay responded.
Good idea. We need it for the special dish today. Do you think you can do that, Maseo?
Maseo swallowed the lump in his throat and answered,
Yes, chef.
Of course Maseo could do it. He had been making a simple bechamel since he was 6. There was no way he could ruin it. It was just milk, butter, and flour. Maseo pulled himself together and stepped forward.
Excuse me, Sous Chef Gary, where can I find more flour? Also, is there a step stool? I need it so I can reach the pots.
Flour is in the bin with the red top to your right. But if you can't reach the pots, stand on your tiptoes. Either way, I can't imagine you'll be here for long.
Maseo didn't quite know how to take Sous Chef Gary's comment, so he simply responded as best as he knew how.
Yes, chef.
Maseo rushed out of the kitchen to retrieve the flower from the bin with the red top, and he was barely able to reach a single pot by balancing on his tiptoes. As he melted the butter, he added flour and a splash of milk and brought it to a simmer. It had a beautiful cream-like color, but the consistency looked a little off. As Maseo dipped in his spoon to taste it, Chef Mandalay walked up. "Let me try." Chef Mandalay dipped her spoon in the bechamel and tasted. Her face immediately turned into an awful grimace. "I would have thought a chef of your reputation would know the difference between flour and baking powder." The kitchen went silent, and all eyes were on him. Maseo had used baking powder? Is that what was in the red bin? But chef... "No, there are no excuses in my kitchen."
"Yes, chef."
"The most important food critic in the world will be making an appearance in our dining room tomorrow. We cannot afford any mistakes." "Yes, chef."
"Maseo, perhaps you should gather your things and come back tomorrow."
Maseo tried not to cry. Had his culinary dream come to an end? As he gathered his backpack and started to slink out of the kitchen, Maseo passed by the dry storage room, where he heard sous chef Gary hissing into his phone.
"I've already ruined all of the kids' dishes today. And now, since Chef Mandalay thinks Maseo is a disaster, it will be easy to place the blame on him. Alana De Leon will write a scathing review saying, 'An excellent chef would never hire a child.' Mandalay will be forced to leave the restaurant, and I will become the new head chef."
Maseo couldn't believe his ears. He had to tell Chef Mandalay. He ran down the hall and rounded a corner and ran through the pastry kitchen and then up back the stairwell to Chef Mandalay's office. Just as he lifted his hand to knock on the door, Chef Mandalay opened it.
"Maseo, I thought I sent you home."
"Sous Chef Gary wants your job."
"Of course he does. Every great chef wants to run a 4-star kitchen, don't you?"
"Yes, but he's planning to ruin you. He tricked me and destroyed my dish to make you look bad for hiring me."
"I'm disappointed in you, Maseo."
"Huh?"
"You must never blame another cook for your shortcomings. Every chef makes mistakes. Learn from them. Gary is there to help you. Now, go home."
"But..."
"Yes, chef."
As Maseo made his way home, he suddenly realized it was all up to him to protect the restaurant from Gary. But first, he'd have to come up with a plan. And it would have to be delicious. When Maseo arrived the next day for his shift, he was nervous. He devised a simple plan, and it had to work. As he entered the kitchen, Chef Mandalay appeared.
"Restaurant critique Alana De Leon is here, chefs. Prepare to make history."
"Yes, chef." Maseo took a deep breath and stepped forward.
"May I, prepare something special for the critic?"
Before Chef Mandalay could say no, sous chef Gary chimed in, chuckling.
"Let the young chef prepare something. I can assure you that it will be the likes of nothing Alana De Leon has ever tasted. I'll get him all the right ingredients."
Chef Mandalay paused and looked Maseo deeply in the eyes.
"I have faith in you, Maseo. You can do it. Good luck."
"Thank you, chef. You won't regret it." Maseo confidently approached his cooking station and carefully sat his backpack on the prep table. He was going to make his favorite dish ever. Saffron, cod, whipped potatoes, and wilted leeks.
and he'd brought all his own ingredients from home. He wasn't going to risk letting Gary mess him up. Maceo started cooking as everyone watched over him. Sous chef Gary was fuming as the final plate made its way out to the critic. Within minutes, critic Alana De Leon, a short, round woman in a bright flowered dress, burst into the kitchen.
Who is responsible for the cod with wilted leeks?
Maceo swallowed hard.
I am. Chef Mandalay, who is this? I have never tasted anything so amazing.
Chef Gary exploded.
You miserable child!
Gary took off his too tall chef's hat and threw it at Maceo. But Maceo moved over, and the hat flew right into an open flame on the stove.
Oh no! My hat!
Chef Mandalay could hardly believe what had just happened.
Gary, you're fired. You, your bad attitude, and your hat can exit my kitchen at once.
Sous Chef Gary scooped his still-burning hat off of the stove and stormed out of the kitchen. Chef Mandalay placed her hand on Maceo's shoulder.
Maceo, I'm sorry that I doubted you.
Just then, Alana De Leon intervened with a suggestion.
This young man should be your new sous chef. He is a master chef in the making. Think about the headlines.
Chef Mandalay smiled.
I have another plan. Maceo, how would you like to run your own kitchen, serving kiddo connoisseurs?
Really? That's a dream come true. And just like that, food phenomenon Maceo Clark became the youngest 4-star chef in culinary history. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This story is called Maceo, Master Chef, written by Laura Canty Samuel. I'm your host, Zeno Robinson. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our story editor is Matt Wise. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.